little bit here and that. But, yeah, it's not my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, it is useful. Like, the thing I always do is as I'm going, every T4 that I receive or any receipt I receive, I use Wealth Simple online. So I just put the receipts in there right away. And the advantage is when it comes to tax time, it's pretty much done. All I have to do is just verify my numbers and hit go.
Yeah, I deal with Wealth Simple too in that, right? I mean, they're actually a really good organization there. Hey, I got to step out. I'm at Frenchco. I got to make it back to finish the race for dinner tonight. So, nice chatting with you, and I'll chat with you later.
You got to take care. Have a great evening, and have fun with dinner. VA 7LET. I'll be monitoring for her. It says another 19 minutes at least. 7-3.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7, Liam Echo Tango. This is Victor Alpha 7, Fox Trot Echo Sierra. You have a great evening in 7-3 for now.
7-3.
Hey, Roshi, how's it going? Hi, Darren. Hi, and bye, Darren.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? VA7LET.
After I unkeyed, I realized I didn't identify. It's Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa here. How goes it?
It goes well. Yeah, a few times. Like, oh, wait. Everybody knows my voice, but still, I should do it formally, do it officially.
Exactly. Supposed to do it officially. I won't get into that. I'm just setting up my computer and radio and stuff, hopefully getting it ready for my week. I've changed things around, put all the software and everything on my main computer for streaming and audio, video and stuff. So I'm hoping that will work. I've had it running all day today, and the SDR hasn't disconnected from the computer, so I'm hoping that's a good sign.
That sounds good. That's a wonderful thing. Yeah, and I'm looking at a few different things right now and going, ooh, income tax. I submitted that yesterday when they opened that file, and I got my NOA today. It's like, whoa, one-day service. And I know the deposit, you know, the direct deposit is going to be about a week or two away, but still, it's like, holy crap.
That's pretty quick. Gotta like that.
Yeah, last year I think it was 7 days after I filed, I actually got my refund. So it's like, ooh, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, if we'll get a refund or not. I'm trying to think if we normally do. I don't think we do, because of my CPP. It usually nullifies any refund we get. Oh, we'll have to see.
Oh, you'll get that back in the big picture, so it's okay.
Oh, wow. Just all of a sudden, the screen reader on Windows was on. That was very strange. Wonder what the heck prompted that.
Gremlins, that's all I can say. Yeah, with that tax refund, one thought that went through my mind going, ooh, I could get a second AMS. Ooh.
That's what I need. If I'm going to start doing stuff like this that I'm currently working on now, I definitely need another AMS and possibly another printer. But we'll see if that comes.
You really get stuck if you need a second printer. Let me know and you can use mine. I don't mind. I'll bring it over with the AMS.
Ah, that's okay. I mean, it'll speed things up a bit, but this is. Because I'm not up in the middle of the night changing prints, I think this is day three working on that one sign, and I'm about halfway done one plate, and I've got one, two, three more plates to do, One's 5 hours and the others are just a couple hours. So, oh man, lots of work. I think the guy wants to come over and check this stuff out too. So, you saw my thing about the gradient. He's not sure if he wants me to do that sign now. So I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Hopefully we can figure something out.
Plate. Trying to get that gradient right. It's tough. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it either. If it was just one plate, that would be a different story. But that gradient will be spread across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 plates, maybe 10. And to get the gradient to be the same across all those plates is going to be pretty damn difficult.
Yeah, I know. That was the part I was thinking about. Yeah, like I said, one plate, not difficult. It's not that bad. 10 plates, that would be tough.
Yep, for sure. Well, that sign is, I believe, it's 20 plates. Maybe 25. So it's a big one. The biggest one yet. And, getting a gradient on that. So, like I said, he's going to come over and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, if it's that big, that's definitely going to be a pain. So we're trying to span like that, but overall, it sounds like you're having fun, you're making it work, so that's a good thing.
Making it work, trying to make a couple of bucks doing it, too. Most of it right now has been eaten up in filament. I just placed an order with Next 3D. I would have thrown it out in the chat, but funds are a little short right now, so I didn't ask. I didn't have the funds to make a whole big, huge purchase, but still had to order, what was it, $120 worth of filament. So hopefully I'll be making money.
You got it. So, yeah, hopefully it'll all just work out for you. But, yeah, no, it's always that tough thing. It's like trying to make sure you have enough filament and all that for it. And, yeah, I might place an order after this comes in. Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah, the debate is get an AMS or get a second AMS or get the filament. And it's like, ooh, I don't know. Let me think about this. I think it might just be filament.
Yeah, that might be the more practical thing. But if you do get a second AMS, I do have a couple of prints that require, I think it requires eight colors? No, 6 colors. And I can't do that unless I sit by the machine and have a pause set up and change filaments. And I've done it before and it took forever to do.
Well, if you need another AMS, just let me know and you can use mine. You know, if you need to borrow it, you're more than welcome to it. It's not that I print that often, but it's nice to have. And if it really comes down to it that I have to print something, I can also do it on the Mini.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll see what comes up. Actually, my dad, he gave me a plaque that his car club hands out to members, and they're unable to get the plaque anymore. So he was talking to the president of the club about 3D printing and stuff. So I have to put a quote together for that too. But that's only 2 colors, so that's an easy one. But things are slowly coming in.
You got it. I'm going to disappear for a sec to set the tunnel here, so I shall be back on the inside VHS7 LED.
Okay, we'll catch you on the other side. VHS7 VP monitoring.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitor.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu Tango Alpha, monitoring.
V7VP, VA7LET, I'm back. VP, VA7LET. Okay, nothing heard, VA7LET. I'm monitoring for a moment.
I stepped out of the room as well. I heard you calling me, but I was out of the room.
No problem. Yeah, no, made it through there, so. But yeah, no, if you ever need it, just let me know, and it's like I can definitely shoot it over to you. And, print on the mini instead.
Sounds good. I'll definitely keep that in mind. I'm trying to connect Win 4 Yaesu Suite to the 991, and it doesn't want to connect.
Okay, I haven't actually played with that, so I can't tell you.
I'll have to see why it's not connecting. I've got the, maybe it's the baud rate. Maybe I've got it, well, I got it at 38.4, both on the radio and in the software. I don't know. No, it just says failed to connect.
Take it down to either 19.2 or 9600. Just try to lower speed first, and then if it works, then bump both sides, just bump it up until it stops working, and bring it back a notch.
Oh, there we go. It connected at 192, so that was the problem.
Yeah, sometimes 38.4 is just too fast for some stuff, and it just doesn't get enough definition out of it, and not enough clarity, so it fails. That's what I've found in the past. Just dial it back and see what happens, and try it again.
Yeah, well, now we're launching it. Oh, there we go. It's up on the screen. Showing me that if I just get the waterfall working with the SDR play, that'll be good.
So how many screens will you end up with around there? Like about 10?
Sorry, I missed that, Hiroshi.
How many screens will you end up with around there? 10 or so?
So this time I'm simplifying it down to one screen only. Only one screen on the live stream. So it's not going to have it's not going to have the spreadsheet on it anymore. That's on a different computer. So we'll see how it goes. Just radio stuff.
All right on. But overall, you're still going to have about screens around that room. I know what you're up to.
I'll make my whole, I'll surround myself with screens here. I have to part the screens in order to leave my desk.
Kind of like some drum kits, I know.
Yeah, no kidding.